Anyway, let me stay with the call. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. What have you got for me? It involves your son, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know this is probably a sidestep to the buses, but my son did his theory test for the bike in the 5th of May.
What bike? An electric? Is it a motorbike?
A moped, a 125. So right. He passed it and did his theory test and everything. And he's already driving on the road on my car since
September.
Did he
do a 12-week course?
No, so, oh, that's for your driving. He did that. But for his motorbike, you just go back in and do the theory test with the NDLS, which he did.
Before that, you got to do a 12-week course.
No, so that's an IBT. You do that after you get your license.
Yeah. So he's got to do that before he can drive it.
Yeah, so he did the test and on the 5th of May, and he passed it, and we went online, and it said you couldn't reapply online for the license through MyGov, that there was an issue, that you had to go in person. So he did, he paid, and he went in person. And he's only 17, so this is his first time going on the road on a bike. And he went in person, paid for the license, did the photos and everything inside in DLS by Anglesey Street, and they said the license would be out in 3 to 5 days. So in the meantime, I took him bike shopping, and he bought a bike, which is amazing. At 17, he was working, and he bought a 261, brand new bike.
What did he buy? I'm just curious.
An RKS125. Saved all his money, bought it himself.
What did he pay for it?
He got it off the lovely gentleman in Damien and Lee Motorcycles, just shy of $4,000.
Good company. Around for decades and decades.
My father passed away a few years ago, and he was a biker. So he wanted to do the tradition, and we're big into cars. And that's what I was saying to the girls, the researchers. My brother's actually in Japan. He's a drifter. So bikes and cars are in our blood. And he wanted to get on the road. He chose the bike option. So we did that. We did the right thing.
It's a beautiful bike.
And it's sitting in our shed now, and he's looking at it every day since. So we did the right thing.
Sure, like he's done all of the... What's stopping him?
He's done all the work. So when we went in on the 5th of May, he paid for... He did the IBT. Then he went into the NDLS by Anglesey Street. I think it was a week later. He did the pictures. It said he was licensed out in 3 to 5 days. So in that time frame, we rang a gentleman for the IBT, which is a training course. It's a 2-day training course. And you do that. So we booked that in May, and he said his next available date was the 26th of June. And I was like, okay, fine, fair enough. He has to wait kind of 6 weeks to get on his bike. God love him. He'll look at it for 6 weeks. There's nothing we can do about it because it was the summertime. Everybody that we rang had said they're all booked out because it's the summer and everybody wants to learn how to ride a bike and get out on the road. And I said, fine, fair enough. So we paid that gentleman the €100 deposit to hold his slot. So we're waiting and waiting and waiting for the license, and we had nothing. So we started calling. We started emailing. So much so, yesterday we went to go in and into the NDLS. They wouldn't let us in because we've no appointment. We've sent countless emails and phone calls in the last time. He still has not received his license.
And they said it would be out 3 to 5 working days.
3 to 5 working days. We are now July. He still has no license. We had to forfeit the money that we paid for the IBT for the 26th and the 27th, which was last week, because it was a non-refundable, even though I booked it 8 weeks in advance. So now the bike is
5 weeks later, he hasn't got the license that should have arrived within 3 to 5 days.
Exactly.
Did he go back in again?
Yes, we went back in again yesterday, and the gentleman on the door, who's security, wouldn't let us in because we have no appointment. When you have no appointment with an email, you're not allowed in the door. And I was trying to explain to him that we have countless emails showing, I was saying, because I worked in a call center a long, long time ago, is there an escalations team? Is there something? Even yesterday,
is there any number to ring?
It's the same number. And even when we came out yesterday and we were driving out of town, I rang on my phone, and my son was driving, obviously, and I was on hands-free, and we were explaining, and this man was absolutely horrendous on the phone, pig ignorant, explained. I had all the dates of the emails. We gave him the application ID. We gave him the payment details, everything. And he just said, oh, it could be processed by Friday. I said, is there any way that you could outbound me an email on that so I have something to prove that it could be processed on Friday? But he said, oh, if it doesn't on Friday, it could be Monday. So I said to him, are you saying that it's going to be printed on Friday or printed on Monday? No, I can't tell you that. He said there's a huge backlog of 2 to 3 weeks of people that sat their test, and the system has to be manually uploaded. We've heard this off numerous people. The system has to be manually uploaded, so there's a huge backlog. So anybody that did their test in that 2 to 3 weeks, God love them, whether it's man, woman or child, still has not received their license as far as we can see. So now I'm out €100 for his IBT. His bike is sitting paid for, taxed, ready to go. He has all the gear in the shed since the first week of May. and he can't get on the road.
It reminds me, I don't know whether it's still the same, but it reminds me of the chaos with passports. Similar thing
100%,
happening.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And I feel so
can they not look and say where you are with regards to the journey? You know, like, can they not see where at what stage the processing of somebody's license actually is?
It's on a manual portal and you can log in and check your status, but it's at the same status for nearly 4 weeks.
What does it say?
What is the application?
Just says pending.
Wait for approval. So they're waiting for approval. So anybody, God love them, I said to my husband even, are we the only ones in this? Because I haven't heard it on your show and we're 5 weeks in.
No, I haven't heard it. We may get more, but I feel for your son because he sounds like a great independent lad and he's got himself sorted. And you know what I feel from on the basis that the summer will slip away from him.
Yeah, so now we're looking at it. When we spoke to the gentleman that we paid the IBT to, his next available is the end of August.
You know, these things should be efficient. You know, they should be fast and they should be efficient and they should happen. We're not short of technology to make these things happen seamlessly, quickly and efficiently.
And that's what I said to them. I said, they had said it's like the passport when you can do it online. That's the whole reason the public service card and all that came out is that you're able to do all these things online. You don't have to go in and burden people. Because even the other day I renewed my mom's passport online. So easy with her public service card and my gov.ie. It was all done, then and there, and paid for the
Did the post arrive this morning?
Yeah, still not there. Okay. We checked it. He logged online.
Right.
There's nothing there.
So if you log online, it would say sent, wouldn't it?
It would say updated or something, but it's still saying waiting for approval and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's exasperating. I don't understand.
Exasperating. It really is. Let me see if other people are suffering similarly. But
thanks so much, Neil. I really appreciate it.
Good luck to him on the road. If he'd gone for a 50cc moped, he'd have none of this nonsense. Sure, he wouldn't.
I know.
It ain't the same thing as a 125, though, right?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Definitely not. He wants the cool looking bike.
Yeah, no, they're
okay.
Lovely.
Okay.
I'd love one of them myself. But could I just briefly ask you, what did you say about your brother? Is he living in Japan?
Yeah, he's there 10 years. He was living in Fukushima, which is by the nuclear attack. That was there many, many moons ago. So he was living up a mountain working with a gentleman there, a very well-known drifting place, and he was doing all the mechanics for them, but he drifts out there as well, and now he set up his own company and he's doing it out there. He moved down from Fukushima, kind of closer to Tokyo, but he's there 10 years and he's married and he'll never come home. Absolutely loves it.
You got sick to death of eating sushi yet? No,
and like he speaks the dialect. It's unbelievable to hear him, like with his wife. He speaks, there's four obviously dialects in the area, but he speaks fluent with her. It's unbelievable, and his lifestyle changed. He's like unbelievable. He was quite a heavy set boy going out, but he's lost almost, I'd say, 8 or 10 stone being outside there, and just the lifestyle is just amazing.
It's because their diet is so healthy. Reason why.
So healthy, and the people are so lovely. His wife has come here a few times, and beautiful.
So what's, just quickly, just explain to people what drifting is. It's not just drifting from A to B, what is it?
No, so at the moment he has his own company, so he repairs all the cars. So anybody that would be on a track, so there'd be certain times, speeds and certain allocations and points to be on the track, and he would repair a lot of the cars. So at the moment he's actually going, he kind of got in with a great few people, and he's going to San Francisco, he's been to LA, and he's repairing the cars over there.
So they're on a track and they seriously oversteer, don't they? So the back of the cars all over the place. Yeah, but they're still in control, right?
100%, 100%. Now, he just does it for fun at the moment because he's gone down into the... He was always a mechanic. He did his apprenticeship here and he just loved it. He just met a fella in Mondello and he just said to him, just one day, would you ever be interested in going to Japan? And my brother kind of laughed, saying, yeah, right. And he was like, no, I can have you in Japan in a few weeks. And my brother thought nothing of it because he was working for the ESB at the time.
Amazing.
And it was a pensionable job. And he was like, yeah. And my mom was like, no. And that was it. He literally, within 6 weeks later, he had his car sold, his tools all boxed up. He was gone on a flight. And that was it.
Sometimes you just have to go for it. Well, listen, lovely chatting. Do stay in touch. Fingers crossed for your son. It's very exasperating and frustrating, but that's the world we live in these days, you know?
100%, 100%. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking
my call. When he's on the road, thank you. Take care. When he's on the road, make sure he stays safe. I know he will. Wear a helmet and obey the rules of the road. I'm sure he will. Text 0868 104 106. He's got a break on the way.